can do this with my eyes closed. It's too easy. It's too easy. I can do this with my eyes closed. It's too easy. It's too easy. I've been it, done it, seen it.
I saw that.
Boy, all that like Ken.
I did it.
Still got crack, they fiendin'. Flow still hot like Phoenix. Shine so bright, I'm gleaming. This off top, I'm tweaking. Fresh out the rat like me. And I'm still trying to fight my demons. Cause we all got a hike like Tina. That's why I gotta ride with the Nina. Outside, it's a war going on. Made me put my hands on my head like a Macarena. They want you walking on board like Tina. Ain't give a F to you like John Cena. Putting blood on the brand new Beamer. Trying to earn they stripes like Adidas. You get cold when you ride with the heater. It'll turn you to a dog like a Keto. And expose to a cat like a cheetah. They smoke my partner like reef. Dímelo porque o no entiendo, mi gente must really need Jesus. They shed real blood, I never seen a crypt and I believe it. It's too easy.
Welcome in. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Dewan, what's up? Sean, what's up? Hopefully you guys are having a great Tuesday. We are here to talk best bets for tonight. We've got baseball. Full baseball slate. We've got NBA play-in games, Western Conference, Pelicans, Lakers, Kings, Warriors. So we got a lot to talk about tomorrow on the stream. I said this yesterday. Stephanie, what's up? Tomorrow on the stream, I'll be talking golf. Mike, what's up? You know, have to. I'm in enemy territory over here, Mike. People around me in Northeast Ohio do not like when I wear Eagle stuff. I get a lot of hate. When I'm out and about, if I have Eagle stuff on, but that's okay. We'll be talking golf on tomorrow's stream. I'm like really upset that Scottie Scheffler is playing in this tournament though. Like I just saw this news. I just assumed, you know, having just won the Masters and the fact that his wife is going to go into labor at any moment that he would maybe take, he would take a week off. No, he's not taking a week off. I guess he's playing. I want someone else to have a chance to win. So I don't know if I'm going to take any outrights, even though this is my favorite tournament of the year. I might take a couple sprinkles because I love this course so much, but I want, like, it's Scotty. Like, I want someone else to have a chance to win. So I might be taking, you know, we'll probably hone in on the three balls and maybe some placement bets, but tough for me to take an outright right now with Scotty Scheffler in the field. I mean, he's just he's on another level. But all right. He's OP. He is the one. It's not even fair. It's crazy. He didn't even play Sunday at the Masters, he didn't even play great and still won comfortably. Everyone else just crumbled around him. Crazy. All right, let's go. I'm trying to decide what we're going to do here. I think these people are here mowing my grass, so if you hear that, apologies. If you've been around for a few years, you know there's always mowers going in the summer around me. Always. We're going to talk baseball first, and then we'll talk basketball, I think is what we're going to do. I might make a same-game parlay on the stream for basketball tonight. We'll see. First night of the playoffs. I'm excited to bet NBA playoffs. I love to bet on the playoffs. Regular season, it's hard for me to grind it betting because it's just so annoying. Like it's like there's definitely an edge, I feel like, if you're working hard towards it. But when I'm full-time handicapping multiple sports, it's really tough. But all right, I haven't taken – yesterday was not great for me in the baseball streets. Unfortunately, my one play that I tweeted out, play of the day, Rays first five, that did win though. So that's good. But other than that, wasn't great. Tyler Glasnow got destroyed by the Nationals. Wasn't prepared for that. I was wrong about the Rockies Phillies over. I was right about the Twins Orioles over, but of course I didn't bet the Twins Orioles over, even though I was right about that game going over. So hopefully we can get some winners here in baseball today. All right, first game we have what do we have here? Twins Orioles, Chris Paddock against Grayson Rodriguez. Don't really have any interest in betting this one. I'm excited to see like what Chris Paddock can do this year if he can stay healthy. He's somebody when he was coming up in San Diego, I was really excited about him. I definitely think he has potential. A change of scenery might have been good for him. So if he can string together an entire healthy season here for the Minnesota Twins, I'm excited to see, you know, what he puts together. So excited to watch, but probably won't be betting on that game. Colorado Rockies, Phillies. Phillies are huge favorites here. Minus 250 on the money line. It's Austin Gomber up against Ranger Suarez. I'm a Ranger Suarez fan. I think he's really underrated. He's pitched really, really well for them last year down the stretch. And I think he's just an underrated pitcher as a whole. Austin Gomber obviously is terrible. So I can completely understand, you know, why Philly is significant favorites here, given the pitching matchup. But I don't know. I haven't been super impressed with the Phillies offensively to begin the season. They've struggled at times. I think we could look at a first five situation here for the Phillies. Obviously, they're still minus 250 on the money line first five, so it'd have to be a run line situation if you could get a decent line. But I don't know. I see 1.5 for first five, which is just, there's just no way I touch that. I'm not betting a 1.5 for first five, so probably a stay away from me. If Philly goes down early in the game, we could look to live bet them here maybe. Lean would be Philly here, but not laying that money line price, and I'm not betting a 1.5 for the first five. San Fran, Miami is next up. We have Hicks against Ryan Weathers. I think it has to be San Fran here. I mean, I think there's a pretty significant, Phillies are alternating wins and losses. If that holds today, then today's an L. Yeah. They've just been inconsistent to start the year. That doesn't really matter. You know, like I'm sure they'll be right by the time the playoffs roll around, but I haven't been super enthused in betting on Philly early this season. This has to be San Fran. I think here Hicks, obviously significantly better than Ryan Weathers. I think you could look at a first five situation or full game. Minus 130 is completely fine if you want to play that for the full game. Let me see what first five is. Minus 128 on the money line. Run line, you're getting plus money to take them. So San Fran, I will put on my I'm interested in tier for tonight. And they could potentially get added in my card. Soriano against Civale, Angels, Tampa Bay. Tampa opened up at minus 155, moved down to minus 148. Tampa's another team that's been pretty inconsistent to start this year. I was pretty excited about this Tampa team, but they have not looked good. Not going to go out of my way to bet on them as it currently stands. We got lucky yesterday. They clutched up in the bottom of the fifth inning and got us that win. I might cash my chips out on the Rays today. So probably a pass for me on Tampa Bay today. Totally think Freeland was safe on the play at the plate. Okay, yeah, we got to talk about that. What are the Colorado Rockies doing? Like, what? Is there anyone that, like, I wasn't watching the game when it happened. Obviously, I've seen it since then. What was, like, was there any sort of aftermath explanation as to why they pinch ran Kyle Freeland? Like, does anyone actually know? I get, even if he was, like, the fastest person on your team, which I seem like that's pretty unlikely because, I mean, if you know anything about major league pitchers, like they're not, they're usually not built for speed or anything else really other than just pitching, you know, and throwing baseballs. That's what they do. They don't really do much else. So I'm like, I thought that was like somebody was like, they did, because like I said, I wasn't watching the game live. I thought that that was like a troll or like someone was just like, the Rockies are so bad. Like, let's make fun of them. They actually pinch ran one of their few starting pitchers that they can rely on. I don't even think Kyle Freeland's very good, but he gets you, like, it's someone you can put out every fifth day and he's going to give you innings. And they pinch ran him and then he got hurt and now he's out for the year. What were they doing? That is like one of the dumbest things I think I've seen in the last few years. I genuinely could not believe that when I saw that. I think this line movement is kind of indicative of how just inconsistent the Rays have been. So stay away. Stay away from that game for me today. That's terrible. Yeah, I've never even heard of this. I want to know how many times, like, how many times have a starting pitcher, like, they've pinch ran with a starting pitcher in baseball? I want to know. Was this like a common thing at one point? We're Googling. Let's see. First time in history? No way. Is that true? If that's the case, then that is just like, that's just too good. I hope it is. I'm sure it's probably happened at some other point, but like maybe in like those crazy, you know, you get some of those crazy games where they go like back in the day before they changed the extra innings rule. You know, like you'd get those crazy like 20 inning games sometimes. I want to know, like, I'm going to look it up later. I don't see anything that just gives me the answer right away. But I mean, I'm sure it's happened at some point, but it's just obviously not very common. I can't remember this happening recently, but I guess, like, you know, it's sticking out because he got hurt. Maybe it's happened and like the guy's been fine. I don't know. I'll have to look into that, but I thought that was just absolutely insane. All right, let's move on. Yankees, Blue Jays, Carlos Rodon and Kikuchi going tonight. We have the Blue Jays as favorites right now. The Yankees opened as favorites at -115. The line has flipped to Toronto -122. This is an interesting spot. So typically I would say I'd probably be on the Yankees here, but for whatever reason, Kikuchi has kind of had the Yankees number. He just pitched against them recently and did good for his career. Like, it's tough to tell what's noise and what's not. It's 126 plate appearance sample size against the Yankees active roster. He struck them out 23% of the time, and he's allowing a 239 batting average. His ex-wOBA allows 350, which is not good. So, you know, that tells me that maybe he's gotten a little lucky. They did just see him. So, I don't know. This is like a tough one for me. Over-under is 8.5. There's juice on the under. I don't know. And it moved down. It looks like it's moving down. It's 8 on DraftKings, apparently. Public is obviously firmly sided with the Yankees here. Probably stay away, but I can't figure it out. I can't figure out if Kikuchi against the Yankees, if this is noise or if this is like accurate. I don't know. I think Kikuchi is an underrated pitcher. He's been really good the last like year and a half. But it's just tough for me. I just don't know. Like, if it's accurate, it's still 126 plate appearances is still a pretty small sample size in the grand scheme of baseball. Guardians, Red Sox, Garrett Whitlock and Tanner Bibee, two good pitchers. I think both these guys are pretty good. I would be willing to bet under here. It's at 8.5, some juice on the under. So I would be looking maybe under in this Boston game. I like the pitchers. Maybe we could go first five under as well. Let me see what that is. It's -128, under 4.5 for the first five. I bet you could get slightly better line on DraftKings. You could probably get -120. So Guardians, Red Sox, under. That's going to go on my potential with the Giants. Giants and Guardians, Red Sox, under looks like potential plays for me. Mets and Pirates. So this is an interesting one because we have my boy Jared Jones pitching tonight. you guys know I've said on the stream quite a few times, like, we'll be betting Jared Jones quite heavily this season, I feel. If I were to do it, it would probably be first five tonight. Mets have been heating up on offense. Like, I'm not going out of my way to go against the Mets right now. They've been pretty good. After that first, like, week and a half of the season, they've been pretty good. So Pittsburgh first five is going to go on my consideration. Big Jared Jones guy. I think they clearly win that pitching matchup there between him and Quintana. And I'm fine. Fine taking Pittsburgh first five. That's going to go on the maybe section. If you guys have access to MLB TV and you can watch all the games, I would recommend watching Jared Jones tonight if you have not seen him. Really, really fun guy to watch. Padres, Brewers. Brewers let me down heavily last night. I bet them. Talked about them on the stream. They were up 3-1, and then San Diego just had one good inning. They scored a bunch of runs and didn't do anything else after that. Pretty unfortunate. Trent had 10 units on the Dodgers last night and lost it all. Yeah. Doesn't surprise me. Does not surprise me. But Brewers let me down pretty heavy last night. Tonight we have Wade Miley against Dylan Cease. I mean, if I were looking to bet anything here, it might be the over. But yeah, I mean, San Diego is, you know, obviously I can understand why they're favored here, but nothing sticks out here bullpen wise or anything like that. Maybe the over, but don't love anything. Royals White Sox looks like it might get postponed due to the weather. That's like the one game that has weather today, so I'll just skip over that game. You know, maybe I'll put a play out on it later if it's going to play, but it looked pretty sketchy to me. Braves Astros. We have Brown going up against Reynaldo Lopez. Over under 9.5. Braves are slight favorites at -120. Braves are pretty public here. And that's understandable because Hunter Brown just got, like, destroyed by the Royals. I think that was the Royals in his last start. I mean, he just got dominated. Let me see. His ERA is at 16.4. His expected ERA is at 8.5. He's given up a 4.36 expected WOBA, 5.64 actual WOBA. I mean, he's not this bad. So he's going to have a good start at some point, but I can understand why everyone's running to bet the Braves here because he just got absolutely shredded. Lopez has looked decent for the Braves too. I would probably lean towards them. Let's see if the money line predictor has a play on this game. Yeah, money line predictor likes the Braves. So you could sell me on the Braves. I'll put Braves in the maybe. Braves first five in the maybe. But that's about that. Cardinals, A's, J.P. Sears, Lance Lynn. Kind of like a hilariously fun pitching matchup here. I like J.P. Sears. And Lance Lynn is what he is. We've talked about it on the stream before. He's going to give up home runs, but he can get strikeouts. Sometimes you get good Lance Lynn, he strikes out 10. Sometimes you get bad Lance Lynn, he gives up 10. No rhyme or reason to Lance Lynn these days. Obviously, he has a good matchup going up against Oakland. But at the same time, St. Louis on the other side, they haven't been great against left-handed pitching this year. Like, historically, when you think of the Cardinals, you would think of them really thriving against left-handed pitching because of Paul Goldschmidt, who is like a notorious left-handed pitching dominator. And the same can be said for Nolan Arenado. Like, throughout their careers, that's really what they've done well, is hit left-handed pitching. This year, that really hasn't been the case. The team as a whole, even if you isolate last year and this year's numbers, as a whole, the team, just a 301 WOBA against left-handed pitching, that's not good. And that's widely because Goldschmidt's at 363 and Ivan Herrera, small sample size, 374. Wilson Contreras, 398. Those guys are carrying the entire lineup. The bottom of the lineup, Jordan Walker, 297. Lars Nootbaar, 295. Mason Wynn, 190. Victor Scott has been terrible this year. If he's in the lineup, not sure if he will be. I don't know how, you know, I don't think their lineup is out yet. Let me see. Yeah, I don't think their lineup's officially out yet. So we'll see. But this team has not been great against left-handed pitching this year. So I wouldn't be going out of my way to bet St. Louis. If anything, I think you could take a stab on Oakland first five here and hope that Lance Lynn gives up a couple home runs and, you know, maybe JP Sears can limit some damage. So Oakland first five, I'm going to put on the maybe section tonight. Last couple games here, Nationals, Dodgers. I mean, it's Patrick Corbin going up against the Dodgers. Dodgers are going to have a bullpen game. They're minus 275 on the money line. I told you guys early in the season, it's probably going to be profitable to bet against the Dodgers at certain times this year because they're just going to be huge favorites on all these games. So, yeah, I mean, they match up really well against Patrick Corbin. They have a ton of guys that hit left-handed pitching well. Mookie Betts, Will Smith. Otani's good lefty-lefty. Freeman's good lefty-lefty. They have those platoon guys in the bottom of the lineup that they can put in there. They're going to have a pretty right-handed heavy lineup here. Let's dive in. Obviously, we know Patrick Corbin's not great against right-handed hitters. Last year, 367 wOBA allowed, 198 ISO. This year, it's been the same, 384, 185. So, yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't be looking to bet on Washington tonight. You could maybe look at a Dodgers, maybe team total or a first five team total, something like that. I mean, they do match up pretty well against Corbin. Let me look at the pitch mix stuff and see that. Corbin, a lot of sinkers, which we know he throws at 32% of the time, his most used pitch. Dodgers versus sinkers, very, very good. 390 wOBA. Freddie Freeman always hits sinkers well. Mookie Betts hit sinkers very well. Otani, Will Smith, Teoscar Hernandez destroys sinkers. So the top half of their lineup, top five, six guys in their lineup all hit sinkers really, really well. So good matchup. So Dodgers first five team total, Dodgers team total in general. I'll put those on the maybe section. And then Cincinnati, Seattle. This is a really fun game. We got Logan Gilbert against Hunter Green, two up-and-coming pitchers. I'm actually going to watch this. I'm excited. I'll have this on one screen, have the NBA on the other screen. But again, I told you yesterday, it's really tough to bet an under seven in baseball. So I stayed away. Same situation today. The over-under's at seven. It's tough to bet an under seven. And given that total's at seven, you're going to get first five at like 3.5. It's tough for me. You know, I like to bet the under 4.5. So probably a stay away. You could definitely look at Hunter Green strikeouts here, depending what the line is. Let me see if I can, let's see here. 8.5 is a little too much for me. So maybe not there. Maybe we could do an alternate, like let's do Hunter Green, you know, 7+, and then we can pair that up with maybe like Mookie Betts to get a hit or Will Smith to get a hit, something like that. You know, that's a little more something I could stomach. 8.5 is a little too much for me, though. But definitely a good matchup. Seattle striking out 30% of the time against righties this year. We know what Hunter Green can do. Lock in Brady Singer. Yeah, Mitchell, that's the one game with weather. I don't know if that game's going to play. I got to wait closer to lock and see. It looks sketchy right now for rain. That's the one game that has weather concern. Overall, though, that's baseball for tonight. We're going to talk NBA now. In terms of stuff I bet, I haven't bet anything yet. I'm definitely interested in the A's as underdogs here. I'm definitely interested in the under in that Cleveland-Boston game. I'm definitely interested in the San Francisco Giants. I'm definitely interested in maybe Pittsburgh first five as well. I'm going to look into some more stuff after. Obviously, my full card will get dropped in the Discord. And like yesterday, I will tweet out my favorite play of the day. I'll tweet the graphic out around 6:00. I'm going to start doing that every day. So that'll be out later. Let's switch over and let's talk NBA. We got two play-in games tonight. Like I said, Lakers, Pelicans, Warriors, Kings. Chat, I need you. If you're in the chat, what are we doing with this Lakers game? Because I already know what I'm doing with the second game. I need the chat's help. What are we doing with Lakers Pelicans? Because everyone and their mom is betting the Lakers. Everyone is betting Lakers tonight. So what are we doing with them? I don't know. If Pelicans advance, how many games can they get versus Denver? One. Whoever wins this game is getting one against Denver. They're getting one game. Denver is a different animal, especially in the playoffs. Whoever wins this, they can get one game. Mitchell, you like the over? Okay. I've gone back and forth on this, honestly. I don't know. I could see for anyone saying like I don't think the Lakers are going to lose this on purpose. I don't think any team. It's one thing to lose a regular season game and your seed changes. When you're in do or die, have to win, no one's losing that game. Like, there's no guarantee that you get in if you lose this game. So I don't think there's going to be any sort of that. I just don't know. I don't trust this Lakers team. So everyone's on the Lakers. I'm more inclined. I might take the Pelicans side of the Stephanie. You like the Pelicans? I don't know if I'm going to bet it, but I definitely think I lean more Pelicans than Lakers. But at the same time, I haven't been able to figure out this Pelicans team. I don't really know like if they're for real either. So it's tough. I don't know. It's tough. In the second game, I like the Warriors. I like the Warriors tonight. It's public. It's very public, but I think it's the right side. Sacramento is obviously missing some pretty key guys. Like a Malik Monk is obviously like, that's a key part of their team and their offensive dynamic. So I think that's a factor. Golden State has played good down the stretch of the season. They've played really good. And I don't think they're ready to go out yet. I'm not saying they're going to win the title, but I don't think they're done yet. So I like Golden State tonight. I took him at -2. It's 2.5. I'm fine with the 2.5. I think Golden State is going to win this game by 10 tonight. So give me the Warriors in the second game. This first game, I can't figure out. I'm actually leaning Pelicans, but I probably just won't bet a side in that game. For series prices, we talked about it yesterday. I did bet Dallas over the Clippers. I am going to bet the Magic over the Cavs, I think. And you take a stab on the Pacers. I know the line changed because we know Giannis isn't going to play now, but it's kind of like hit or miss. Like, we just don't know. Giannis could miss 2 games. Giannis could miss 4 games. I don't know. It's kind of tough. But if they don't have him, there's already like a little rivalry between those two teams anyways. If they don't have Giannis, I do think Indiana can pull that out. So I'm fine taking a stab on Indiana for the series. I'm going to bet Orlando over the Cavs. I said it yesterday. I don't have any faith in this Cavs team. Orlando is one of the weaker playoff teams. But I also think they're the type of team that could give the Cavs trouble. Because of how good Orlando is defensively. Like, they can punk the Cavs. We don't know about the health of Donovan Mitchell. Like, we don't know how healthy he is till we see him on the court on Saturday. So Mavericks, Magic, Pacers. Those are my 3 bets that I'm going to make on a series. Minnesota and Phoenix, I don't know if I'm going to bet that one. I would lean towards Minnesota, but I probably won't bet that series. But I would lean towards Minnesota. I would like to see Minnesota win. 9 assists from LeBron's too high. That's a high number, but you're going to get max minutes. He is probably going to be dishing the ball. But that is a pretty high line. Yeah. 9.5 is crazy. All right. I want to make a same game parlay. So let me see what we can do here. Player points. Let's go Austin Reeves. His line's 14.5. It's juiced over. We could do him 15 plus points from Austin Reeves. I would be fine with that. Let's do Let's do like two or three legs in each game for this. Let's do that. So we're gonna go Austin Reaves 15 plus points. Let's go Zion 6 plus assist. I like Zion's over assist. I don't know if I like anything else in this game. Look at the three pointers. Yeah. All right, let's look at the other game. So I like Steph Curry tonight, and I like De'Aaron Fox. So let's put them both in to score 30. Their lines are high anyways, 28.5 for both of them. So let's get 30 points from Fox and Curry. Okay. And then maybe let's do one more. Draymond. Should we do All right, chat. Assist or rebounds for Draymond? Let's take the over on one of them. Do we want assist or rebounds? You like Herb and Rui rebounds? Yeah, I like Rui rebounds. I think I like that. Murphy threes, I don't hate. Let's add one more from that game then. Trey Murphy three threes. Or Hachimura five rebounds. Or we could do six and get plus 130. FanDuel boosts as Curry and Fox get 25 each. Oh, of course it is. Where is that at? I don't see that on mine. I see Charles Barkley's same game parlay. Oh, God. He's on Zion assist, too. This might be chalk. And then I see Ryan Russillo's Warriors to win. Where is this at? I don't see that on mine. All right. Should we do... Maybe let's do... Okay. Let's do Trey Murphy threes. Three plus. Or the over 2.5, whatever. All right. So from the Lakers game, we have Austin Reaves 15 plus points. We have Zion Williams 6 plus assists. We have Trey Murphy 3 plus threes. From the Warriors game, we're going to go Fox 30 plus points, Curry 30 plus points. And then we need one more leg. Do we want to do Draymond assist or Draymond rebounds? That is the question. I think we might do assists. Oh, I see it now. Who is Kenny Beecham? I don't know who that is. Damn. Okay. Well, maybe we won't do that then. All right. Let's take Fox out. Let's do Curry 30 plus. Let's do Keegan Murray. Let's do Keegan Murray. We'll just water it down. We'll do Keegan Murray 15 plus points. And then let's do Draymond over 6.5 assists. All right, that's plus 1,900. Plus 1,900. And you can opt in. No sweat, same game parlay on FanDuel. Opt in. Plus 1,905. Austin Reaves 15 plus points. Zion Williamson 6 plus assists. Trey Murphy 3 plus threes. Stephen Curry, 30 plus points. Keegan Murray, 15 plus points. Draymond Green, over 6.5 assists. There's the same game parlay, plus 1905. Opt in to that no sweat. With that being said, thank you guys for tuning in today. good luck with your bets tonight. I will be live tomorrow to recap that godly same game parlay we just made. We'll see how it goes. We'll recap baseball tomorrow. We'll recap NBA. We got more NBA to talk about tomorrow and baseball as well. So good luck with your bets tonight. And I'll see everyone tomorrow. Same time, same place, 3 o'clock.